In South Africa, being female puts you at extreme risk. If you can wake up in the morning with a sense of certainty that no one is going to hurt you today, you count yourself among the fortunate. The masked voices we're about to play you are just a few of Gauteng's gender-based violence survivors. They have lived through atrocities that some of us can only imagine, while unfortunately, others can sympathize with all too well.
2 years ago, my husband started assaulting me. On the one Sunday evening, he had a girlfriend, and he came from her that Sunday evening with my son. And we were arguing, and he assaulted me, and I went outside, and then that is when he threw me with drain cleaner. From behind. While I was in severe pain, he just got into an Uber and he left.
He was beating me up. Then, because of the fear, I had to jump out of the window from second floor.
And where did this happen?
At rest.
What happened? Were you locked inside the room? Was he
locked inside the room. He took my phone and everything, and then he left me in the room because he told me that he's coming back, he's not done. I tried, when he was beating me up, I was screaming, and nobody could help me because he's scared of him. So the only option was to jump out of the window, because if he came back, I didn't know what he went out to fetch. Maybe he went to fetch a gun or whatever to kill me. So I had to jump out of the window because he had taken my phone. I couldn't call anyone. I couldn't call the police or the security. I landed on a peg with my leg. So I broke both my legs. So he was my boyfriend at the time.
They started arguing according to what we were told, because we did not see all of this happening. They started arguing, and he had a bottle of beer in her hand, in his hand, I mean. So he picked up the stone on the floor, he hit my knees on the head with the stone, and he fell down on another stone. Then he started beating her with the stone, and she stabbed her with the broken bones that he had in his hand.
Beaten into a coma and put into hospital for about a month, dosed with acid so that the burns cover 30% of your body, or jumping from a second-story flat window while trying to escape a very intimate attacker. These Gauteng women are tallied among the increase in violent attacks against women, and the police are seemingly not always prepared to help.
They actually call the police, and the police never came out that night. I almost died, and they never came out, and they never looked for him or anything. When my daughter went to the police and wanted to open a case, they said, no, I must open the case. I must come and open the case. But I was in hospital. I was at Colophon, at the burning wounds site where I almost died. I was out of action for more than 4 months. Nothing happened to my husband. He's so free and everything, and I'm scared because he comes and sees his son.
The first time I opened the case, besides the sister buying the docket, also the friends were threatening me. So the second time, the third time, that's why I didn't open the case.
Yes, they went to my sister's house. They told him that the boy is arrested, and then so the form must be filled. So the JHA form must be filled. So my sister still went to the hospital. They said only the police can come with the form and for the form to be filled. So the problem we have is that this captain who has the case, he says it's not only us that he's helping too many people, so he's too busy for him to go to the hospital to go and have the JHA form be filled.
So you say the police said they're too busy to go and get the J88 forms?
Yeah, he said he's too busy to go and have the H form being filled by the doctors who have been treating her. So they still haven't filled the J88 form. To be honest with you, we are frightened because this boy is in jail, but he's fighting against nothing because they don't have everything that happened on the black and white thing. So that means he might get a bail. Then my niece is still in danger. He might come and finish what he started.
While it is true that GBV is rife in South Africa's rural provinces, activists report major increases of GBV right here in Gauteng, with the fight to help victims compounded by police repeatedly turning away survivors. The situation is so out of hand that it has prompted the organization Rape Crisis to encourage abused women who come for help not to approach police stations for assistance, but instead seek help from hospitals, where GBV survivor-sensitive staff can link them directly to a few dedicated police officers. Rape Crisis Advocacy Manager Jean Bodenstein explains why the group is promoting this course of action.
So we are actually advising clients to not report a case at the police station, but rather at these forensic units or health facilities.
Why is that?
Because of the fact that these units are much more survivor-sensitive and survivor-centered. So you won't get turned away. You'll be met by a forensic nurse or a forensic doctor. There's often a social worker on staff in the centers that Rape Crisis work in. There's a trained counselor on staff. So these type of units are just much more survivor-centered. And for that reason, we advise people that if you can access one of them, rather go straight there to report. They will then call the police, and a police officer will come to take down the skeleton statement.
Despite the National Police spokesperson saying that all police receive training on how to assist GBV and domestic violence survivors, the survivors themselves seem unconvinced. Government's National Gender-Based Violence Task Team member, Sahira Omar, who runs the Gauteng-based Teddy Bear Clinic, said in a year-on-year comparison, her case reporting data shows the worst affected areas in Gauteng are Krugersdorp on the West Rand, where cases increased from 569 in 2020 to 1,284 in 2021, and Johannesburg, where cases rose from 594 in 2020 to 821 in 2021. She also said, the doctor also said that Gauteng is a GBV nightmare. The truth is gender-based violence in South Africa is out of control. Survivors and those who do not survive are not being properly supported. The women in SA are facing a scourge, and every mother, daughter, and even grandmother is lucky if they manage to say that they've escaped it. More clearly needs to be done. The fight is far from over. The interviews for this piece were conducted by Graham Hoskin. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Paige Muller.